Hello and welcome to this episode of You May or May Not Like It. Today we are going to discuss Luke Cage on Netflix, and I am your host, Scott. You can find me on Twitter at XorsonX. I'm here with Mike. You can find on Twitter at Review and Roast. Now, for those of you who live in a bubble and maybe aren't familiar, following the wide success of the Daredevil series and the Jessica Jones series, Luke Cage is the latest of the Marvel TV shows on Netflix. It's been out for about 2 weeks today, actually, and we're gonna tell you what's up. Basically, given super strength and durability by a sabotaged experiment, a wrongly accused man escapes prison to become a superhero for hire. Now, that little synopsis I wouldn't exactly agree with, only because he's not exactly for hire in this season. He's just trying to stay out of shit, but he just gets into the shit.
Yeah, which is sort of weird because it's, well, I don't know. It's, yeah, the synopsis, the whole hero for hire thing, I don't know. They shouldn't even have brought it up, even though that's one of Luke Cage's main things.
Right, but not yet in this series.
But, which is why they didn't really need to bring it up just yet.
Right. Not until, you know, you get, what's the other guy? Power Man and Iron Fist?
Iron Fist, yeah.
So, yeah, once, if that's where they're going with the series, okay, fine. Mm-hmm. But until then, I feel like they could have done a better synopsis. Oh, and I do want to bring this up, only because I know you'll maybe agree with me. I think Damien kind of did last night, but basically, I really enjoy all of these Marvel shows. You know, I'm not going to lie. But, okay, so, like, the main villain in Jessica Jones, which was, what's his face? David Tennant?
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah. I mean, he caused all that mayhem because, meh, she doesn't like me.
Right.
And in this one, it's Diamondback, and he's like, meh, Dad liked you better.
Right.
It's like, really? Like, yeah. I think if you're going to have these whole, like, supervillains with these ridiculous powers, they need to have a better excuse than, meh.
Yeah, and I'm not super up on the, I don't know that many people, anyone that really claims that they're a Luke Cage or Heroes for Hire or the Defenders expert, they're probably far and few between. So I don't really know exactly Diamondback, a.k.a. Willis. I don't know what his actual involvement is in the comics, but I don't know. There was a point when Theo Rossi says, "What you talking about, Willis?" I don't know if you remember that.
I do. Because, well, and here's the thing. Like, on Sons of Anarchy, I really liked him. Because, you know, he played the role he was supposed to play, and he played it well. But in this one, as Shades, I feel like he just 70% of the time was not believable.
I feel like in this one, 70% of the time, he was background. Which was actually uber annoying. Like, the whole beginning, I mean, the first six episodes he's in, he might have 12 lines.
And here's the worst part, because a while back on the Comic Roast, we did a, you know, what shows would you maybe like to see? And I thought that Theo Rossi would make a great, like, Nightwing, if they were to do, like, a Nightwing show. He's the right build. He's not, like, super big, but he's short, he's stacked. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think he would be perfect for something like that. Whereas, you know, now he's Shades, and most of the time it was just it not that it took me out of the show or anything, but he just wasn't that believable.
No, I liked him. I just didn't like I honestly was waiting for something more the whole time. I thought they were going to be like one episode, one time he'd boom, do something where, oh, this guy's got some kind of an ability or something. Again, I don't know this Shades from the comics, which if anyone does, that'd be awesome, but I've never heard of him.
Right. So, again, I guess, you know, before we just go deep into the rabbit hole of our thoughts, we should probably summarize, I guess, the show. So, basically,
this takes place basically after Jessica Jones.
Correct. Yes.
So, start it right there. So, if you almost really, if you didn't watch, you don't have to have seen that series to watch this show, but there's a lot of references and references to Daredevil as the fact that Claire is in this show, played by Rosario Dawson, who's awesome.
And Luke Cage is in a lot of Jessica Jones.
He's got to be in at least 80% of the episodes. Yeah. I don't know exactly, but
yeah,
he's in a lot of the episodes.
He's a big part from the beginning. Because he kind of teams up with Jessica Jones for a while.
Right.
in business and in love
and stuff.
But so after Jessica Jones, he goes back to Harlem, and he's basically working odd jobs because, you know, let's face it, he's an escaped convict, so he's changed his name. He can't exactly run around and be like, hey, I'm Lucas whatever, you know what I mean?
Right.
So he's working a lot of cash jobs. Not too many people know who he is, but there's, within Harlem, there's this gang leader. I mean, I guess he's not really a gang. Well, I guess you could say he's a gang head or whatever. Cottonmouth, also known as Cornell Stokes.
Right.
And he's running a nightclub. He's running guns in the city. And his cousin is Congress?
No, she's like a, let's just say an alderman. It's something like that, though.
Yeah, she's in the government. She's an elected official in Harlem. I can't remember off the top of my head because I'm kind of stupid right now.
Yeah, I don't think she's a congresswoman or state representative or anything like that. But
right.
I thought it was more to the effect of an alderman type that we have here. I don't know how they do it in New York.
That's going to bug me, but whatever. Yeah. If you guys know it, you know, chime in. Oh, wait, this isn't
We're
live.
Taking calls.
Yeah. 1-800-REVIEW-AND-ROAST.
Call her, you're on the air.
So,
Love your show.
Right. God, I'm totally lost right now.
Cottonmouth.
Right. So, yeah, but how did Luke Cage first start that whole thing? Oh, because, well, Cottonmouth came into, well, where he's working the majority of the time is in this barbershop, Pops' Barbershop. And within Harlem, Pops is known as, like, basically the Switzerland. You know, it's where you can go, you know you're going to be safe, and, you know, opposite sides of, you know, enemies can go there. And,
like, right, and he lets the kids in the neighborhood come hang out. They're playing video games and shit, getting a haircut.
It's kind of like the positive influence. Yeah. Because growing up, Pops was a gangster, and, you know, he went to prison, he straightened his shit out, and he opened a barbershop, and now he tries to take care of the community. Right. And so Luke Cage is working there for, you know, for cash under the table or whatever, just because, like I said, he's escaped convict, so he can't run around with his real name. So, yeah, that's what it was. So there's this group of kids who work for Cottonmouth, and they learn of this gun drop that's going down. So they go to basically rob the heist. Shit goes down. Shit goes sideways. That's how Luke Cage comes in, because then they come into Pops's, and they light the place up looking for one of the kids.
It's a little more in depth than that, but basically there's layers and layers and layers of criminal element, and who's doing what to who doesn't really matter, I guess. But basically Cage becomes involved and then begins to, I don't know, use his powers to help right some wrongs that are being done. And in the process of doing that, makes an enemy out of Stokes and his cousin Mariah. And then that's basically where we're at.
Yes.
I mean, meh. That's enough about the story, really. Might as well just get to some meat and potatoes fun stuff.
That's fine. You know what I like a lot?
It's your typical thing. It's a lot like Daredevil. You know what I mean? There's a crime boss. We're doing it. Jessica Jones was a little different because it wasn't a crime boss per se. It was another powered individual. This is a lot more along the lines of Daredevil and most of the street level, you know, back alley Marvel stuff that a lot of people actually like, you know?
Yes.
And your Punisher is scheduled to come out in 2017.
Yeah, and then actually...
And Iron Fist,
and then Daredevil in 2018 is already...
And then they're talking about the Defenders already, which is going to be a lot of everything.
Well, see, and that's what I like the most about these, is the fact that these shows are all separate, but they're also connected, which is kind of what they're doing on regular TV with, you know, The Flash and Arrow and all that, and they're kind of interconnected.
Well, they're actually...
But these are more so.
Yeah, these even reference the comics, the movies to an extent. Not as much as, like, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. They reference the movies extensively. These ones, I mean, there's a mention of, like, the Sokovia Accords. There's a mention of a few other things. You know, they call... Avengers, like the first movie when the New York's invaded by aliens, they call that the incident. They refer to that all the time. So, you know, people are aware, you know, I think Captain America's brought up by name once or twice or whatever, Iron Man. Actually, Iron Man's name drop was actually in the best part of the movie as far as I'm concerned, and that's the Method Man rap. So we can get to that in a little bit, but that was a pretty awesome part for me.
Because you're a huge Method Man fan?
Dude, I love the guy, man. That's my guy right there.
Councilwoman.
Oh, Councilwoman.
It took me a minute, but I found it. That's why I've been a little... radio silent here for a second. My bad. Councilwoman. And, you know, spoiler alert, she will become Black Mariah once her political career finally falls apart. I'm assuming season two, maybe season three.
There's a couple other people in there that are going to be something else.
Misty Knight.
Mm-hmm.
She, now they haven't said that she has any kind of powers, but I feel like they kind of hint at it.
Well, she's actually, I actually busted out a comic book at home just because I'm like, man, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, she is somebody.
She's actually a member of Heroes for Hire, at least from a few years ago when it was part of Civil War, one of the original Civil War stories. Her and another group, not Luke Cage, not Iron Fist, they were...
second stringers.
Yeah, basically, almost like the B squad. But they actually meet up with, like, you know, they're well-versed with Iron Man and Spider-Man because, you know, they're a big part of Civil War, obviously. So she does become part of the Heroes for Hire, at least in the comics. That doesn't mean, honestly, shit here.
And again, it didn't happen in the show, but you can tell that, you know, she's trying to be the, you know, the detective who plays it by the rules. But, you know, as the show progresses, she's seeing more and more of these terrible dudes that she's putting away.
Yeah, and you can't play just by the rules.
Walk
just
free.
Walk out. Walk out right out the
door. And you can see her getting increasingly frustrated, which is, I think, because now, you know, she's pretty close with Luke Cage by the end. So,
and can I make a side note, too?
Sure.
Because she has a particularly sensuous and sultry scene early on in this series.
Yes.
She's fine. Like, for real.
Amen.
Like, preach. I'm not on. Even joking around. Like, sweet. Her in that dress, sweet Christmas.
Come on, you gotta steal my lines. Knew where I was going.
Dang. No, she was, I mean, not straight up, she's hot.
Well, and I'm not gonna sit here and say I'm like, you know.
I mean, I'm still picking Rosario Dawson if you put a gun to my head, but if I could pick both of them, I'd do everything I could to do that. So it was awesome.
I feel like I'm talking to Chris right now.
Luke Cage is killing it.
So, anywho, yeah, I heard that they don't like coffee, so.
God. Actually, yeah. That was actually one of my favorite things, too, when she asks, sorry, you guys go get coffee yet? Oh, he doesn't like coffee. Yeah, I know.
Actually, he never said he doesn't like coffee. They always say it. Well, whatever. we're talking nonsense here. And,
point is, the show's fun, and there's a lot of season-long jokes that kind of carry on, which actually keeps it a little fun. You know, one of the things too is I don't want to say it's boring, but there's a lot of slow parts. There is.
I don't think so.
No, there. I mean, not if you're paying attention
to
the dialogue and whatnot. But you know, there's. It's not all Luke Cage punching holes through walls and doing awesome stuff. You know what I mean? There's a lot of dialogue. There's a lot of, you know, as you have with some of these crime-based shows, you know, crimes need to be set up. They need to have people double-crossing people. They have to have people doing things. You know, I don't know. There's a lot more that has to be set up verbally. It's not always action-packed, is what I'm saying. I didn't find it to be a fault by any means, because some of the action scenes are brutally gruesome, which I'm a big fan of as well. So, I don't know. I just thought I liked it, but I know I heard and I read that some people didn't love some of the downtime you had, which, again, I didn't really feel it as downtime because I was interested in the show and paying attention to it. This isn't a show you can put on while you're doing the dishes in the other room and know what's going on. This isn't Seinfeld. This is an actual TV show you need to watch and pay attention to. That's all I'm saying, which is a good thing in my opinion, because that means it's got a smidge of depth. Go. No?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't.
But you pay attention to stuff. You know what I mean?
Well, that's kind of what you're supposed to do.
Yeah,
I'm just saying. Like,
you know what I'm saying.
I've read quite a few, you know, opinions about this show.
We both know people that'll sit here and watch TV and haven't looked up in 4 minutes because they're on Facebook. You know, everyone knows those people. And those people are like, oh, this show sucks. Well, yeah, well, because maybe you're not watching it. I don't know.
I'm just saying.
I'm saying. What are you saying?
I don't even know. Every time I try to say something.
Who talks first? You talk first?
Jump
I
in.
Talk first? Go.
What?
1, 2, 3, go.
Oh, so I've read a lot of, you know, not a lot, but I mean, I've read quite a few different opinions about the show online, and that's something I have not heard, that it's super slow.
Oh, I did.
But the one thing I did hear, and again, you know, because I'm not claiming to be, like, Luke Cage's number one fan. Like, I've read maybe one or two comics, you know, in the recent months or whatever, but, like, I know a lot of people were super pumped about the beginning when he broke out of prison and he put on the, you know, he stole the clothes off the clothesline. It was basically his outfit from the comic books. Yeah. Didn't last, but it was a nice nod. And then, of course, I was reading someone's comment and they're like, dude, how is it? Because he hadn't started watching it yet. And they're like, how is it compared to the comics? And one guy's like, sweet Christmas. It's amazing. And I'm like, and he's like, really? And, you know, more or less, because that's something that he says in the comics a lot.
Yeah, right.
Because he doesn't swear.
He's kind of a good dude, is, you know.
Right.
That's always kind of been his thing, though.
His shtick.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm into it.
No, I agree. But, you know, so throughout the first half, you know, you're watching Cottonmouth be awesome. And what I think, and I think Damian kind of nailed it last night when we were talking about it, he's just so much more complex than your average villain. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's... And then they show the flashback of when he was a kid where he was like,
he's a
talented musician.
Yeah,
you know, his uncle's trying to keep him out of the game. His aunt's trying to push him in the game. His cousin is, you know, whatever. And it's like,
his uncle wasn't a great dude, though.
Right, but he was trying to keep him out of it. He's like, dude, why don't we just send him off the lessons? And, you know, what's-her-face was like, no, he's got to learn the family business, blah, blah.
Yeah.
You know, but so you got these, you know, certain scenes in the book where he'll say some just cold-blooded shit.
Yeah.
And then he'll sit down and start hammering out this, like, classical music on the piano. And it's just like, dude. You know, you can tell he has reservations about some of the stuff he does, but then he just throws someone off a building. So
yeah, no,
you know.
I like him as a character. He's pretty good.
Yeah, he's awesome.
He's one of those, not that he's got a moral code, but he seems to have a code as a criminal and
right.
as an individual. Again, I wouldn't call it exactly moral. I mean, he does have some standards, but they're not very, they're few and far between as well. So,
and like I said, if... You know, the guy who plays him is the guy who plays Remy Denton in House of Cards. So if you're a House of Cards fan and you like Remy Denton, like, you're gonna love him in Luke Cage. He's super good, really is. But again, back to the whole like inner crossings. You know, there's times towards the end where, you know, Luke Cage keeps getting busted by the cops, and you know, the nurse who is on all the shows keeps saying, "Oh, I know a really good lawyer." Like,
yeah,
hinting to Daredevil, she hints to Jessica Jones.
Well, at the very end, he says, "I might need him" or something, right?
Yeah, which makes me think maybe that in the next season of Daredevil, awesome. Maybe Luke Cage will show up.
There's allegedly there's a chance. See, there's a chance if he went back to prison, he might. That might be the introduction of Iron Fist. I mean, there's who knows. There's a lot they can do right now.
See, I don't know. If he's going to go back to prison, because you figure if he goes there, they're going to want to do experiments. You'll never see the guy again for right. real. But they were showing at the end, spoilers if you haven't watched it, be prepared. The evidence that she brought in to bribe him with, the dude found in the barbershop right. at the end. So, I mean, technically, his friends have the evidence that clears
right, but
him
he could.
All
well, what I'm saying that, you know, they might not have it in before the bus gets to the jail. You know what I mean? So he might end up back and meet somebody for a couple of weeks. Who knows? I mean, there's a right. jillion things they can do. To be honest,
sweet Christmas.
I hate to keep saying it every time we talk about these silly shows. They're pretty good, so I'm really until they prove me wrong, I'm not gonna even sit here and be like, oh, they're probably gonna ruin this.
No, so, God, no.
Well, I've been skeptical on some things.
I feel like, especially if you're running it on Netflix, it's almost impossible to ruin it.
Well, I mean,
because you have the freedom to do so
yeah,
much.
Yeah, but they get they change writers once or change something once, and you never know what's gonna come squirting out at her. Nice.
Ew.
Sick reference. Anyways, the point is,
well, I feel like the shows on TV, they can easily botch because they have to stick within the restraints of regular television.
Yeah.
Whereas on Netflix, they're still keeping it. Like, they're pretty violent, but overall, they're pretty clean. You know what I mean? Like, there's not a ton of swearing. There's no nudity.
Yeah, no, it's in context. I mean, I'll give it that. I mean, for sure. I mean, Jessica Jones sort of goes off the rails a little once in a while, but not really. Luke Cage was actually particularly tamer than I thought it was going to be. I mean, some of the violence gets a little graphic, for sure. But really, I didn't think it was anything out of the ordinary. I, to be honest, I don't even remember... like a ton of F-bombs or nothing.
No.
I mean, maybe one or two, but I don't, honestly, I can't remember. And if I can't remember, then it must not have been too important.
I do want to touch back on Theo Rossi. He plays Shades.
Go.
The one part that I really kind of did like was when they had him and they were interrogating him, and they basically nailed his nuts to the wall.
Oh,
and he
yeah.
was immediately like, oh my God, wait, really? All right, now wait a minute, what can we... And he was like, and I was like, really? He cracked that easy?
I knew he wasn't
going was
to
like,
crack, man.
I didn't think he would, but then I was like, dude, who knows? Like, because he's just... Whatever. Then he was like, law, Year. And I was like, okay. Okay, that was
fun. Oh, yeah, I know this guy.
That was dope.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Now I guess we can talk about some of the issues that we've had. Well, off the top of my head, the one issue, not so much that it's an issue, but like basically later on in the season, Diamondback frames Luke Cage by running around punching people with this thing, this fist with a power pack.
Right.
I want to know more about that. Where did it come from?
Hammer.
How did he make it?
Justin Hammer.
What is that? That doesn't tell me anything.
Did you ever see Iron Man?
Nope.
You're a liar. You're a liar and a piece of shit.
I feel like they could have maybe done a little
Yeah, don't
more
you
with
remember
that.
Sam Rockwell in Iron Man plays Justin Hammer, the other guy that's trying to make suits, and he ends up hooking up with Mickey Rourke and helps him design the drones, remember? Justin Hammer.
Sort of. I've only seen
He's a part of the comics. He's basically like the other Stark. Like the weapons developer.
Okay. So he's the evil Stark?
Stark was also the evil Stark, but yeah. So Hammer Tech is always... And actually they use... which is contrary to actual comic books, but in whatever movie that was, Iron Man 3, when they create the War Machine suit, they use... Sam Rockwell shows up because they use his tech to put all the guns on Don Cheadle's suit or War Machine. No? Yeah? Maybe?
Been a long time since I've seen 2 and 3, actually.
I watch lots of movies. But anyways, the
I'd
point
like
is...
To, I just...
The point is that they did bring up a lot of times, actually, that all of that stuff was Hammer Tech. Those Judas bullets, which are designed to basically penetrate the impenetrable,
okay,
which are made of alien steel, that was Hammer Tech from
I guess
the incident.
That might have slipped my grasp. Sorry.
Oh, I ain't picking on you. You were asking.
I ain't picking on you, but you're a total asshole.
No, I'm not saying you're an asshole. You said, what's this all about?
No, okay. So that clears up that gripe.
Well, I mean, that helps out because it's not like he was in the garage tinkering.
Well, and that's, you know, maybe I was looking at my phone because we were just complaining about people who do that. But
no, but they brought it up, and actually the original set of guns, when they open up that big case, I'm doing this all, like, I'm making motions, but when they open that case, it says Hammer on, like, every single, like,
that's weird, because they were guns. They weren't hammers.
Yeah, true that.
I wonder what's in the nails case.
A lot more hammers. But anyways, the point is, it was all Hammer technology stuff. So that's the answer to your question. So what was your other problem? Let me clear some more of this shit up for you.
It had an awesome soundtrack.
Dude, straight up, the music is amazing on the show. And every time they use the music on the show, they use it at the exact right time. And it legit reminds me of something straight out of the 70s.
Do you remember the movie I'm Gonna Get You
Black
Sucker?
Dynamite?
No, I'm Gonna Get
Oh,
You.
Oh, yeah, I'm Gonna Get You.
When
Sucker.
He had his own
Yeah, when he had band. His own theme song.
Yeah, like, yeah. I was waiting for a band just to be following Luke Cage around.
Like he's in New Orleans having his own parade.
God.
No, the music actually, honestly, is amazing. There's a lot of, I don't know all the big name artists, but a lot of those people that play in Harlem's Paradise are actually legitimate. They're not just actors.
They were legit
pretending.
Awesome.
Yeah, they're actual artists in today's world. And
that's the one thing that I don't want to say bugged me.
What?
But I kind of was like,
what?
Like every other episode, there was a huge massacre at that club, and the very next night, it's just full of people again. Like, don't you people?
Oh yeah, right.
Like
right.
I get it, like, but I don't get it. I mean, at first,
well, there wasn't a lot of huge massacres. I mean, there were some incidences
where the owner was pushed out a window and
yeah, but then they actually explained why they were doing it there when they went back to have the whatever event.
No. I'm not talking about the event. I'm talking about like shit goes down next night. People are partying, drinking, listening to music. Like,
yeah.
I feel like crime scene would be closed off at least for a week or two.
Well, yeah, in that case, yes, but in the other case, it's the only place to go, so that's why people still go there. I don't know. Yeah.
Looks like I need to go to Harlem and open a club.
Little shallow, but yeah. No, I agree. To a degree. That's how you do that.
All right. What else do I need cleared up?
I don't know. What else are you thinking? Music's awesome. They do, I mean, now I didn't really read too much into the articles. I mean, I don't know. Did you read anything about how they were sort of suggesting that this show was a smidge racist?
Dude, that's like the main topic of our show last night.
What?
On the Comic Roast was people saying that because
I don't
not,
listen to your show, dude.
There aren't enough white people in Luke Cage. It's like, oh, dude, this show is based in Harlem. Have you been to Harlem?
Oh, yeah, no, yeah. No, I'm not saying that that's what I think either, so don't be pushing me over the edge here. that was an issue that is obviously red.
I don't understand these people who are super offended if, like, something is not completely white.
Well, I mean, let's be honest. There's a lot of black people on this show.
Let's be honest. The show is set in Harlem.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying.
The movie Harlem Nights didn't exactly have a ton of white people either.
There was two or three.
And you know what? In fucking Beverly Hills 90210, guess what you didn't motherfucking see?
White people?
Shit, son. It was nothing but Bryce and fucking Tanner and that shit.
Yeah.
Luke. I'm just saying. People take this shit way too seriously. It is a TV show.
Enjoy. Actually, it would have been dumber if there was a ton of white people.
It wouldn't have made any sense. Pops.
That would have been ridiculous.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's dude, these people are so...
Yeah, go to a barbershop on the south side of Chicago and see what you see when you go inside.
South side of Chicago, you'll probably see a bunch of Irish and Mexican.
You're a different south side than what I'm talking about. Southeast side, how's that? Go by the lake. Trust me.
I've been over there.
Yeah, well, it's been a few years. 15 years ago.
Hey, why you gotta age me?
Anywho. So anyways, I think that all of those, I'm not even gonna call them allegations. I'm just gonna say all those comments referring to anything like that are silly and don't even make a real lot of sense. Like, yeah, I can see, you know, they were talking about casting that African-American actress as Mary Jane. I kind of get it. I see that you have a point. But in this, you're setting the show up in a particular area. That's just the way it is. There's no, you can't point to characters in there and call them anything else. You know what I mean? That's the correct way to do it. I think they did it right. I think it was good. I thought everything was perfect, really.
Here's a funny observation. Just going to throw this out there. Because let's face it, these are all fictional characters.
True that.
White, black, Chinese. It doesn't fucking matter. And it shouldn't cause an upheaval. But yeah,
people don't have anything to do.
I feel like a lot of these people seem to gloss over the fact that Jesus has been now cast as a white guy. Who came from the Middle East, but Jesus is a white guy. No, he's not. They have no problem with that race change.
Yeah, right.
Just saying.
Well, I mean, this isn't Sunday morning, so we can skip the...
You'd be surprised.
The Jesus talk.
You'd be surprised.
Anyways, the point is, yeah, they're all fake anyway, so who really cares? I mean, me personally, I get more cranky when they cast a guy that's 5'10" to be a guy that's supposed to be 6'8".
Right.
But that's just...
Like, me. I'm not going to make a movie about Andre the Giant and cast you.
Just saying.
But, anywho. You know, I don't know. Whatever, because, you know...
I see that people do want to stick to what they know in the comics, but the comics also, like we talked about before with, like, DC, they've had a chance to change some of the looks of some of their guys, and they came out with all this Rebirth shit and made everything basically the same style they had in, you know, 1970.
52.
Yeah. So, I mean, that was a perfect opportunity to actually revamp Aquaman, who I think is in desperate need, just looks alone... would make him more credible, especially now that you have Momoa playing him in Justice League, which would be awesome.
Yeah, if that happens.
It's happening.
It's actually kind of funny because I remember, you know, when The Walking Dead first came out and, you know, Brian used to be a big complainer about, it's not the same as the comics. Like, dude, if it's the same as the comics, why would you watch it?
Well,
if you know exactly what's going to happen, and what is the point of a TV
show? Dude, I'm the same way because, well, I was the same way. But now, because when I was watching, like, Flash and Arrow, kind of, the shows were awesome, granted. But my main complaint was, man, that's just not, let's just call it historically correct, even though my history is coming from funny books from 1965. So, it's not real anyways. So, at this point in time, I think you have to just... understand that deviation is what's happening. That's why everyone...
And whose history are we talking about?
Well, all the haters on the show Gotham right now. People hate that show. Your brother included. And it's like, why really? Like, oh, because they're doing things a little different? Because they brought a character named Fish Mooney? Like, everyone hates her because she's not in... Well, this is before Batman. So, they didn't have to bring any characters you knew. I mean, who cares?
Right.
They're just... It's something different... Why would you not? Why would you want to watch the same regurgitated shit?
And when it comes to, like you said, history, whose history are you talking about? Because the stories and backgrounds change with every writer.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, let's face it. When Superman was first introduced, he couldn't fucking fly.
Yeah.
He could jump real high. He couldn't fly.
He still shouldn't be able to fly.
Then the next guy came along and he's like, man, we're losing sales. How do we, you know, boost this guy up? Oh, boost him up. Let's make him fly. And over the years, he's gained flight, he's gained heat vision, he's gained x-ray vision.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, none of these guys are exactly what they were 80 years ago when they were invented. People need to just... And, dude, like, 10 years ago, people have been like, why can't they make a show based on what I like? Now you've got more than you've ever could want, and it's like, this isn't exactly the way I want it.
Yeah, I know.
Well, then go to Hollywood and make your own show. Enjoy it for what it is, because it is fucking awesome.
Kilgrave and Jessica Jones, he's actually supposed to be purple. Just saying.
Well, it doesn't matter, because they cast him as a white guy, and that's awesome.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He was supposed to be a Martian.
My biggest reservation with Kilgrave was he was, is, hands down, my favorite Doctor from Doctor Who. So to see him go from such a, like protector of everybody to, like, this guy who will make you stick your face in a blender, it's like, dude, that's not my Doctor. And it's like... Dude, he is amazing at Kilgrave.
Dude, I thought he was awesome. I don't even want to talk about it, because that was a good character. That's still, he might be still one of my favorites so far cast. And honestly, I haven't hated a cast. I mean, I wasn't, honestly, now that we're getting back on the Luke Cage, I wasn't particularly fond of Diamondback. And they sort of allude to the fact that he's probably going to be back, which I'm like, meh.
But now he's going to be back with similar powers.
Ish.
Yeah. Which maybe. I thought was kind of like, dude, no one's paid attention to this Doctor for the last 20 years or whatever, you know, and now all of us are, well, 5 or 6 years. Let's not.
And not that. Doctor Who. We're talking about the Doctor from Luke Cage.
Yeah, the Doctor that made Luke Cage what he is on accident.
Right.
You know, spoiler, he gets Stryker's body at the end.
Right.
Which is just. So now we got to have another season of this guy? Why couldn't you save Cottonmouth?
Well, I don't know if that's. I mean, I don't know if it's going to be another season, but they might. You know, they can squeeze him in, shoehorn him into some other storyline, or he could pop in and out. I mean,
or
I like it from that fact. I'm just saying, and I'm not picking on the actor himself.
I nailed it.
His name eludes me, but I didn't love the character, the way it was portrayed. I liked Theo Rossi's character more, to be
Eric
honest.
LeRae Harvey.
Yeah.
Is Willis Diamondback Stryker.
And I'm not knocking him as an actor. I just, you know, a lot of these bad guys, you almost sort of connect with him. You don't, in my opinion. You connect more with Cornell Stokes than you do with Willis.
Yeah, but now, see, I've basically figured out the Marvel Netflix universe at this point. What's going to happen is they're going to turn Stryker into the next latest and greatest Luke Cage, and there's going to have to be a team-up of Luke Cage, Jessica Jones, and Daredevil to take him down.
And Iron Fist.
I just dropped a mic that I wasn't holding. Mark my words, people.
You suck at dropping mics.
I told my boss at work I'm going to start carrying around cheap microphones so I can drop them every time I do something awesome.
You're just going to have a pocket full of microphones.
Well, you got to
anyways,
be all salty.
Moving on. So,
fucking sick burn.
Anywho. I think that's about all we got, really.
I don't know. My feelings are super hurt right
now. I don't think we really missed much.
I feel like we hardly talked about
Luke. No, we talked about Luke Cage a lot. No? Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. Probably. It don't matter.
Yeah, I got nothing. I'm good.
I don't either. So, I guess throw a number on it.
I gave it an 8.5 on the site.
Sweet Christmas. I'll just make it simple and just say 8.5 as well, only because Theo Rossi was just kind of eh. I feel like he could have been utilized better somewhere else. The one dude, his name slips my mind, but with the hat playing chess all the time.
Oh, yeah.
That dude rules. He's actually in Mr. Robot. He rules in that, too. That guy's in everything.
I forget
that
guy's name now. But, yeah, he was a good character. There's a lot of good characters on the show, for sure.
Oh,
there's a lot of good characters that come and go, and there's a lot of good characters that might be around for the foreseeable future.
Bobby
which is also
Fish.
Cool. Yeah, Fish.
That was him.
That's what I was thinking.
Ron Cephas Jones.
Yeah, he's pretty cool.
That guy rules.
Mm-hmm.
But anywho, before I start talking about him forever.
Method Man's pretty awesome, too.
Oh, you never talked about the rap. You said you wanted to talk
about
it.
Well, I'm
not
going to rap it. I don't remember
I don't
the
think
whole
you
thing,
can.
But it was pretty awesome.
I don't think you can.
It was pretty awesome. And that was one of the only mentions of Heroes for Hire, because he actually mentions that now we have a Hero for Hire.
So does this Method Man go back to like when you were G-Money in high school?
Mm-hmm.
With the baggy pants, shooting dice in drafting class?
Wu-Tang. Just say.
Okay.
I want to make the W like Dave Chappelle.
Yeah, right.
When he does The Office.
Whatever.
But yeah.
So yeah, that's gonna be the show. If you have comments, Twitter us at Review and Roast. You can find me at xorsonx. You can find our Facebook at facebook.com/reviewandroast. You can find our site at reviewandroast.com, where we have all kinds of other stuff. We have interviews with people. We have reviews of shows and movies and board games and video games and all kinds of cool stuff. So you can also buy your movie tickets there. Don't forget about that, because, you know, unlike this guy over here, you don't want to show up to the movies without tickets and then find out everything's sold out. So that's our show for today, and we'll see you next time.